proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series about the kings of Israel by focusing on a man named Jehu. There are many men in the Bible who bear that particular name, so the Bible student needs to distinguish between the Jehu mentioned here and other men who bore that name, such as Jehu the son of Hanani, who was the seer who encountered King Jehoshaphat of Judah. This Jehu was a captain in the army of the northern kingdom of Israel. God commissioned him to wipe out the house of Ahab, and after killing Joram from that house, Jehu ascended to the throne of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 10 contained the account of how Jehu became a king. Elisha sent another prophet other than himself to anoint Jehu as king. Here was God's commission to Jehu. Jehu was to exterminate every member of Ahab's lineage. Quote, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master." Unquote. Why did God do this? He stated that his purpose was to, quote, "avenge the blood of my servant the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hands of Jezebel." Jehu set out on his mission by riding in his chariot to Jezreel. Joram, his predecessor as king of Israel, sent out two messengers to Jehu asking him the same question, quote, "Is it peace?" Unquote. Jehu turned aside both of those emissaries. Then, when Joram personally asked Jehu that same question, Jehu replied, quote, "What peace, so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many?" Unquote. At that juncture, Jehu killed Joram. Afterward, Jehu vigorously applied himself to his commission, namely exterminating Ahab's family. After Jezebel herself railed against Jehu from an overhead window, he ordered his adherents to throw her down from that position. Jehu also had 70 of Ahab's sons killed by the rulers of Jezreel. He put to death 42 kinsmen of Ahaziah, the king of Judah, who was Ahab's son-in-law. Jehu performed this task so efficiently that God said to him, quote, "Because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel." Unquote. Jehu also sought to eradicate the worship of Baal from the kingdom of Israel, a task in which he enlisted the aid of Jehonadab, a son of Rechab. The king ordered the gathering of Baal's priests for a solemn assembly. He summoned all of the Baal worshippers to Israel to attend this assembly. In secret, though, Jehu had deputized 80 men to kill the assembled idolaters. After they did so, Jehu had all of Baal's images burned. The writer of 2 Kings chapter 10 noted, quote, "Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel," unquote. However, the writer of 2 Kings also noted that, quote, "Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam which made Israel to sin," unquote. Had Jehu been a godly king, he could perhaps have led the kingdom of Israel to repent of their sins and return unto their God. As matters stood, though, Jehu functioned as a mere instrument of God's vengeance. God kept his promise to Jehu that his children of the fourth generation would sit on the throne. Three of Jehu's direct descendants succeeded him as king of Israel. This dynasty thus became the longest-lasting line of monarchs that the northern kingdom of Israel had ever enjoyed. Proof that God was faithful to his promises. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.